Hello and welcome to episode 225 of Sprinkin' Zinky Combat.
I'm Emmer.
This is our Week in Geek. This week we bring you a bunch of stuff.
I felt weird. Is it because it was right?
No, thank you.
You're so sweet. So kind and considerate.
So what we're going to do is go ahead and get to our streamer review and then get into the nerd news. Now, we did have a suggestion from our buddy Mando, who told us to watch The Adventures of Tintin on Netflix. However, the Super Bowl happened on Sunday, and that plan got postponed.
Yes.
Netflix dropped a trailer for Cloverfield Paradox,
which had not been named up at that point. It was called God Particle.
Yep. And they were just like, hey, this is coming soon. Their soon turned into, as soon as the game is over, it's live available. That's super awesome marketing.
I really fucking love it.
Like, the buzz all over the internet over this thing was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to watch the Cloverfield Paradox this week. Next week we'll watch The Adventures of Tintin. And, so Paradox is, there's a space station. Earth is 5 years away from...
Do we have to give it a spoiler warning since it's on stream, but it technically just came out?
It's on streaming.
All right.
If you haven't seen it, fast forward till, I don't know, whenever. But it is on streaming, so... I mean, where was it? Anyway.
Welcome to the new world!
Yes. Uncharted is kind of weird uncharted territory.
It is, actually.
So I guess, spoilers?
Yeah.
So Cloverfield... Space Station is... Space Station, obviously in space. Earth is 5 years away from running out of energy, so they're researching a beam, which somehow creates unlimited power.
They're basically trying to do the same thing we have. Like, they're doing the particle collider, or the hadron collider and stuff.
Right.
So they're just doing it in space, which I'm guessing space allows it to be more effective.
More effective, and if something goes wrong, you only vaporize, like, 10 people as opposed to millions or billions. Right. They get the particle to work and are sent to another dimension. I hate that. They're sent to another universe. Like, that's one problem I have. It's not an alternate dimension. It's an alternate universe.
Why is that a problem for you?
Because they kept calling it a dimension, and you have 3 dimensions, 2 dimensions, 4 dimensions. It's not an alternate dimension, it's an alternate universe where a bunch of things happen basically on top of each other.
So it's semantics, but I see where you're coming from.
Yes, but it's a big deal. And they are sent to an alternate universe where the Earth, they're out of orbit of the Earth in that universe. The space station has crashed on that Earth.
And they're in that point, there's already war going on, which was impending.
Yes.
In the other place,
right.
The other one.
Their Earth has massive Cloverfield creatures causing chaos.
Their home one.
But they don't know that,
yeah.
Obviously. And they're trying to figure out how to get back home, and then a bunch of Event Horizon shit happens on the spaceship.
Pretty much. It's actually a very good descriptor for it,
yeah.
All.
First of all, I absolutely loved how diverse this cast was, and it was actually diverse.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, people talking about how diverse Star Wars was, and it wasn't diverse, where you have multiple genders, multiple races, you have...
multiple nationalities.
You don't have to make the men retarded to make the women supreme.
Yeah.
You don't have to have...
And vice versa.
And you don't have to have the male commander talk down to the female... or male captain talk down to the female commander to show his power. He's an actual diverse cast that works together.
Kind of took out some of the tropes, yeah.
Yes. And there are... this is connected to Cloverfield, but it's only... by name only?
Tangentially? I almost think it's...
because 10 Cloverfield Lane is not related to Cloverfield.
See, that's the thing, actually. I wondered if 10 Cloverfield... the way I was trying to figure out is that... did they ever specifically say it wasn't?
They haven't specifically said none of these are connected. They're connected by title. Like, take a Tales from the Crypt type of
yeah.
thing. Where the best that I can get is... them tearing a hole in the space-time fabric, there are multiple universes of Earth
yeah.
in different stages. I.e., the first Cloverfield is 2008. We aren't in an energy crisis.
Yeah.
And boom, all of a sudden there's a monster. Cloverfield Lane, kind of same thing, but you would think that they would know the monsters were existed.
Yeah.
The monster didn't exist. So my my feeling is when they rip this hole, all these different Earths are affected by different Cloverfield monsters.
Yeah, and different problems that are affecting them all.
Right, so they're connected in that Earth has a Cloverfield monster, but there are different Earths and different monsters, because the monsters in Lane weren't the same from Cloverfield.
Well, yeah, that one, those ones
the are one really in Paradox different. Is like 30,000 feet tall, which is way different than the one in Cloverfield.
Actually, yeah, I think explaining it is like a Tales from the Crypt kind of idea, or Twilight Zone, you know, Outer Limits, stuff like that, actually makes a lot of sense, because it's just, he's using, J.J. Abrams is using essentially kind of like the, hey, you know this, but you don't, like, let's take a spin on it.
Because how many people would see this sci-fi movie if it was called God Particle?
No one. I mean, well, they're still out of this.
I would have been interested, but I wouldn't have been like, oh shit, Cloverfield, I need to see this now.
And I mean, like, for us as well, is like, we saw, I liked the original Cloverfield, except for the shaky cam is, it does not age well.
No,
but I love that concept of the movie. I love how just like, you know, it was, I thought it was a good found footage, minus the shaky cam was way too much. But we went and saw the second one. I mean, I would have seen it for Mary Elizabeth instead and John Goodman, in my opinion, because those are just for me, like, I'm like, I want to see what the fuck they're doing.
Maybe.
But it built on a name.
Would we have seen it in theaters?
Probably. I don't know.
You know, that's one of those of like, but you throw Cloverfield on it, you're like, oh.
Now you know it's a sci-fi kind of horror tinge to it.
And you have, it's hard to get, it's like video games, it's hard to get the original IPs off the ground.
This is kind of a backdoor way for him to get
Exactly. New IPs don't think the Twitter buzz would have been like, oh my god, I've got to watch God Particle tonight.
Yeah.
As opposed to, holy shit, there's a new Cloverfield movie, I have to watch it tonight.
Yeah. Also, at this point, this is the third movie there. This is the third movie that they've done a different weird thing with promotion.
Yeah.
Like, with Cloverfield Lane, that one dropped... That dropped out of nowhere, like, the trailer.
Yeah, and
was that a Super Bowl trailer?
It might have been, but they were like, you got 2 months.
Yeah, like, the trailer came out of nowhere, and then it was coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just coming up there, and someone's gonna be like, it's like, the new Cloverfield movie, but you've already watched it.
I was thinking that. I was like, I probably already watched Cloverfield 4. I just don't know it yet.
Pretty much.
And so... There are some issues that I have with the movie that, again, you run into Netflix of, like, tighten it up just a little bit. Like, when dude loses his arm, why was he reaching into an alternate dimension to lose his arm? And then why does his arm know where the gyroscope is?
I mean, for me, like, I don't know. There are some points about that.
It didn't throw me out of the story, but I'm like, you could explain that just a little more.
It just made it made more sense that the world doesn't make sense. It's kind of what I adopted. So every time that weird shit happened, like, I was explaining to Jackie, going like, yeah, you know, then this guy's arm got cut off. She's like, oh god. I was like, then they found it again. They're like, okay, but it was crawling. She's like, oh god. And like, then I tried to tell him the story. She's like, what? And then it wrote it out. Oh god, what did it tell him to do? Cut open a guy, get him a mysterious compass. Oh god. I'm like, yeah. But it just, it made less sense, but it made sense that the world didn't make sense.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they might have explained it a bit more of just, like, we need to leave this world because literally us being here, and they kind of mentioned it briefly, us being here, we shouldn't be.
Right.
And that's why things are just going fucking wonkers, or wonky and around like that.
Because the us have died.
Yeah.
The people that belong in this universe have died.
Chick appearing in the wall freaked me the fuck out for a bit.
That was the only part where I was like... There's always gotta be a scientist that does stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, if a wall is fucking screaming, I'm like,
That would have been messed up, though, if you opened up and you just hear nothing, but hear terror. Like, just hear it. Like, you don't see anything, but you just hear
that,
it.
If they were going for a horror movie, that would have...
The walls are screaming, literally.
That would have been scary. But, like...
Or you open it and it stops.
They're like, we hear screaming from a wall. Let's open it. I'm like, what the fuck? No!
Yeah. There are some, like, tropes and stuff there. I did like the cast, like you mentioned, as well. Plus, it's funny because International Space Station makes the perfect excuse to have a diverse cast and make it make sense both in and out of it. But, like, I didn't really know any of these people except for, what's his name? I knew the guy who was in Civil War.
Okay.
That's the only person I knew.
Okay, you know the British guy.
The captain?
The guy who lost his arm.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Okay.
And you know...
Oh, Zhang Zi.
Zhang Zhang, or whatever.
Zhang Zi, and I think it was. I don't know. I'm going to say it wrong. I know you. But, I mean, it's nothing like super big-name actors, which is probably why it was allowed to slip under the radar in a way. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we knew they were working on God Particle.
Yeah.
We just didn't know
what the fuck it was. And people assumed it was the Cloverfield movie. There's a lot of speculation on it. I liked a lot of the weird tropes things. Like, again, the woman in the wall was kind of creepy. I mean, again, you opened it up. It still was odd just watching him. Like,
I was hoping that the father that was back on Earth when he was in the bunker, I was like, oh God, it's the bunker.
But
they were in England in the bunker, and I was like, God damn it! Like, as soon as he got in the bunker, I was like, yes, bitch! I was like, oh fuck! Like, I kind of upset at myself for
hoping for it.
Yeah.
But I like that there's a lot of the weird tropes. Like, I love the arm getting cut off and him just sitting there. I loved how weird that was. The arm in general is just fucking weird because it just unnerved you. And it reminded me of things that I liked about games and movies that I'd seen. Like, I think of the Silent Hill game. There's a one point in the second game, you go into the hell world, and all of a sudden there's a fucking... You're in a hospital, and you're on, like, the third or fourth floor. And you look, and all of a sudden there's, like, there's a window, you look away, and all of a sudden you look back because you hear a sound. And now there's an arm cranging through the window, and you get, like, a ring off of it, but you're like, there's just an arm, nothing else. How the fuck did it get on the third window? And it just gets you thinking, and you're like, I don't want to know.
No, I really liked... I mean, this is probably my favorite movie of 2018 so far. Mm-hmm. Which isn't saying much.
I mean, it's easily the most well-put-together Netflix movie.
Yeah, it still could use some help.
Yeah.
But I...
Would you have been... How about this? Here's the real test. Would you have been upset if you saw it in theaters?
I don't think so.
Would you see it through a different lens is kind of what I'm asking. Because we always talk about
that. Right, right.
I'm like, this is okay as a streaming movie. Like, this one, I'm like,
I actually really liked this movie.
Yeah, no, like, I would have...
Where I wasn't like, yeah, it was good. Like, I liked this movie, and I'll probably watch it again.
It did a lot of fun shit that I liked that I hadn't seen since Event Horizon.
Yeah, yeah.
And it played with... logic, just because I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen next, and I really didn't. I'm like, I figured people were going to die.
I mean, especially because they're just killing people off, and you're like, alright, so they don't care.
Yeah.
Which is good. You know, if everybody makes it out, Reisu, you don't... There's no dread. You're like, well, they're all going to make it, so what the
fuck? Well, and that's the thing, is usually with Cloverfield, always someone makes it.
Yeah,
someone always makes it. But it's not always a good thing that they...
No, and that's kind of... That's one of the things I didn't like was her husband was like, oh, what I wanted to tell you was I want to try again.
Yeah.
He's recording video. Then he finds out his wife's coming back, and he's like, tell her to go away. And I'm like, well, which is it? Do you want to try again, or do you want her to go away? Because, like...
Yeah.
That change in perspective real quick.
I mean, I don't know. To me, it makes sense is that before you left, but I want to tell you, so I want to try again.
Sure.
That makes sense.
You don't need to tell her that. But
he literally thinks his wife is gone. So it's almost more of him telling himself. Then he finds out, oh shit, my wife is coming. You're coming to the reality that your wife was gone. Literally fucking disappeared. And you're like, I really don't want this for you.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, to me, it makes sense. That didn't bug me as much. I did laugh at him shouting. He's like, the guy already told her, like, they're already coming down. There's literally nothing you can do. I know you're being hysterical, but you're being hysterical.
But what he wants to do, there's nothing you can do. I actually really like this. I would recommend it. It's... I know TK didn't like it, but I know Hetero Life Mate liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually kind of worried, because he was talking about how he liked it, and I was like, oh, fuck, I can't trust you after The Last Jedi. And he's like, I can't trust you after The Last Jedi. But...
Oh, my God.
I really liked it. I give it a thumbs up. I say see it. What about you, buddy?
I liked it. I gave it a thumbs up as well. I still have reservations on it, but I have to admit, after seeing this and the third one and the Cloverfield stuff, I'm excited for the next Cloverfield movie that comes out, because I don't know what the fuck to expect, and I like
that. Right.
Like, I do... Like, the gifts... It has little tent poles that, you know, like... It's going to be a monster. It's going to be horror, sci-fi.
Is there going to be a monster, though?
There's going to be the impending thought of a monster.
Right.
But again, I'm excited for it. It was fun. I'm glad I got to see this, and I'm like, JJ, keep making weird shit.
Yeah.
And good job on Netflix for doing a weird fucking thing and kind of breaking the mold.
Yeah, it's... You can't do it with everything because you don't have that brand recognition. And it seems like a lot of people are really angry at this movie.
Really?
They didn't like it, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like...
But I guess they're victims.
They didn't like
it
because they were expecting a Cloverfield movie, and it wasn't Cloverfield.
But it was.
But the same people also loved Cloverfield Lane, and I was like, "Well, Cloverfield Lane
wasn't Cloverfield."
Yeah, like There are monsters at the very end.
You can try to make it... Like, I mean, really, the Cloverfield movies, for the most part, if you look at all of them, it's all about people interaction rather than as monsters. Yeah. Monsters are essentially the thing in zombie movies. Zombies aren't the scary thing.
No.
It's what people turn into.
But even in Cloverfield, like, the monster isn't really there a lot.
That's what I mean. It's a people movie.
Yeah.
You watch character interactions. Yeah, I liked it. I look forward to seeing other shit. Give it a chance. Give it a chance.
All right. So next week we are going to watch The Adventures of Tintin. It's on Netflix.
Started halfway through it, and I was like, well, I guess I'm going to change gears now.
I didn't even try. Well, I mean, I was going to watch it during the week, and
yeah.
But as always, if you have anything else to watch, Netflix, HBO Go, Hulu, Amazon Prime, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sparkins A Geek on Facebook. I am at Taru Skippy.
I'm
at
Craig Kalis. Again, we're. We have Adventures of Tintin next week. I have to go start looking at movies again because we've had the luxury of not having to really look for movies lately. But I know there's a few ones are coming out there.
Yeah, but it won't be hard to find movies. I mean, there's...
Also, Black Panther's next week. So
yep.
We'll actually go to the theaters.
We'll have a movie review.
Yeah, I know. Surprise! A movie podcast with movie reviews.
So we're going to get to some nerd news. The first topic is the... writers for Game of Thrones are getting their own Star Wars movies.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the best part about doing a podcast, guys, is I don't have to listen to news, but I get it before you do. What?
Yeah. They're getting their own series. It doesn't say what they're
series?
Getting. It said they're getting their own series of movies. So I don't know if that's two or three. Remember when... We got 6 Star Wars movies in 28 years, and now we're going to get 28 Star Wars movies in 6 years.
Yeah.
Remember when...
I remember.
Peppa Schwarz, remember. When Disney got it, we were like, I'm afraid of Disney burnout. Of Star Wars burnout, because they're just going to release... And it's going to happen. And my main issue is... I wouldn't have Star Wars burnout if they didn't have to make them like Marvel movies. But because they release... 4 to 5 to 6 Marvel movies a year, and then you're making Star Wars very similar to those.
Yeah.
Well, there's no room for any of this stuff to breathe.
Well, I worry about it. There's got to be some diminishing returns. Like, some analyst has got to be sitting there going, like, don't do this. Like, you know, back off some Marvel movies, spread out the love a little bit. There used to be times where it would be like four years till you got to see a sequel to your favorite movie. Now it is literally maybe a year or 2 years. Do you want to go into trailer reviews, or do we have other nerd news?
We will. There's other nerd news.
I don't know what to think about it. Again, my thing is I have to...
My first thought is, more Star Wars. But then my second thought is, more Star Wars?
How about this? I liked Force Awakens. It was fun.
Yes.
I really dug Rogue One. Like, I loved Rogue One.
I need to go back to Rogue One.
It's not great, but it's actually pretty good.
I haven't seen it since we saw it in the theaters.
I've seen it a couple times.
Which is a year ago. Over a year ago now.
Goddamn.
And that's the only Star Wars movie I don't own, save Clone Wars.
I don't hate Return, or whatever it is.
Last Jedi
as much as you do. Like, I have qualms with it. I haven't seen it again, but one of my friends has it on their streaming site, so I might watch it again, because I've been wanting to, because I wanted to see it again, but I just worry about the recent stuff when they showed the solo stuff, which we'll get into that a bit, but I'm both excited and just... I'm apprehensive because I'm jaded. I've seen what they've done with Marvel, and I like Marvel, but Marvel's a lot of Marvel. And sometimes too much is of a good thing is a bad thing.
Well, that, and, I mean, as we've said for years now, we know what we're getting with a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
They, every time, oh, they changed the mold. No, they haven't. They changed the title character. The mold is the fucking same. Maybe a little bit with Thor, but... Or with Ragnarok, but even then, like, it was pretty much the same. Like,
it mashed it to Guardians, which is funny. It was more Guardians than Guardians 2 was.
Yes.
And now that actually brings another thing, is that I'd be excited for more Star Wars movies if Marvel wasn't already doing Star Wars movies. You have Ragnarok,
and
you have
Star
Guardians.
Wars separate. If
yeah.
Star Wars, if you felt that it was different.
And that's the thing, is like, because they have Guardians, because they have Ragnarok, I don't know how much different they can make it. Like, it starts to blend and blur the lines. And that's something where I want them to be different.
Which is what we talked about when they bought all their stuff back. We're like, oh, great, we're going to get more of all of the fucking same.
Well, I mean, the sad part is like...
But the nerd's doing it, so...
I don't hate the movies. I just get concerned about being burnt out because I do enjoy it. I want to enjoy it. It will. But, so Game of Thrones. So they'll be killing off a lot of people. Yay.
No, they won't. It's Star Wars.
They'll kill off a lot of people. They killed everyone at... Spoilers. And Rogue One.
I mean,
they even had to. They even brought Leia back to death from Leia. Oh, God. But she wasn't dead then.
She wasn't dead then. She was still alive then. Second news story is it looks like we're going to get a Joaquin Phoenix Joker? The Joker...
There's a bad joke.
It looks like...
It's a Joaquin Phoenix.
Woker? Did you call it Woker?
What? Woker. Oh, God.
Joker origin movie with Joaquin Phoenix looks to be...
Is that going
to
be the classic one? The vintage one, supposedly?
It's not going to be Suicide Squad.
I think
it's going to be in between Nicholson and Ledger.
I don't know what they're doing. And
nobody knows.
The funny thing is, all I've heard is people talking about the Flashpoint movie, that it could be their chance to reset shit. And I'm like, man, they're going to have to reset shit hard. Or they're planning for that. But
so they're just throwing everything out and then be like, we're just going to reset everything.
It'll make sense, I guess. I don't know. Or that they're planning ahead of time to say, when it resets, this will be the universe kind of thing. I have no idea. I mean,
I love Joaquin Phoenix as an actor.
I was watching Gladiator with Fanboy not too long ago, and I was like, dude, I fucking forgot how much I love this movie.
Yeah. I love him as an actor, so I'm like, yeah. I think he's crazy enough to do a Joker.
Yeah,
like, that doesn't worry me at all. Just, what the fuck are you doing, DC? That worries me.
Yeah. Again, if they do this stuff with the Flashpoint shit, then maybe it'll make sense. Because you're right, I like Joaquin, and I could see him doing it, because he's a weird Flashpoint fucking dude.
Hit? I mean...
After Aquaman, because Aquaman's supposed to be...
Aquaman's next.
Supposed to be next. It's
supposed to be this summer. I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen a damn thing. Shazam. Yeah.
Is coming up, in theory. Black Adam is coming up, in theory. Like... I need to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they don't know what they're doing.
Because I really do like DC, and I don't want them to be Marvel, but they want to be Marvel.
Yeah, but be your own fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, the more I go back to Man of Steel, the more I'm like, this was really good.
Did you buy the 4K?
I didn't.
Oh.
But, like, every time I go back to it, I'm like, this was really good. Yes, the shaky cam was a little off, and sure, the third act is blowing everything up. But, like, every superhero movie's kind of blowing everything up.
It was a fun... I liked it as a good origin story.
It was really good.
He wasn't Superman for a lot of it. That's because he was basically building himself to be it.
Speaking of Superman and Man of Steel...
Oh, yes, I saw that.
No, you didn't.
Krypton?
No.
Oh. Saw the thing for Krypton.
And DC. Lobo, in theory, is getting a movie. Of course this is still rumor. This is still... So, this could be like our PlayStation Plus thing, where it doesn't actually come to fruition. Who would you pick to direct Lobo?
To direct Lobo? Robert Rodriguez. And you know who I'd ask to be Lobo.
Who do you want
to be? Oh, God, I can't remember. The guy who was Machete.
Really? You think Danny Trejo? I think he's too old to be...
He's... How about this? You're asking who I'd want.
Yeah, but I think...
I can't think of someone else. I think it would be awesome. Honestly, it's probably going to be another wrestler. I don't think he'd be someone like John Cena, shit like that.
What if I told you?
It's John Cena.
Michael Bay.
Is directing it?
Yeah.
Oh... Perfect. Fucking perfect. So basically you just give him, it's like, here, I want you to fuck this movie so hard. What? Okay. Like, seriously, we paid all the... Just go for it. Just you know, put your, like, explosive rocket dick on and just go at it and explode all over it. And it'll make sense. And it'll be... I think someone got him therapy. That would make sense. He's gonna be like, I'm done. I'm actually cured of my explosive addiction. I would love to see that. What if Robert Rodriguez could direct all the rest of the movie and Michael Bay could just do all the special effects?
I mean...
I would love that team up. I just love Robert Rodriguez, and I think he could play it a lot of fun. And he did Desperado, did the whole mariachi thing.
Desperado, he's a bean burrito.
Good God.
Oh, that's Despacito, my bad.
Oh, shit. But yeah. I'm all on board. Go for it. Dude, go for it. Who would you play as Lobo? Again, I want to think a big beefy freaking wrestler is what the guy, like, I think I'm going to go
Taylor
for.
Taylor Lautner?
Is he...
Jacob from the Twilight movies?
So he could fit him as Beefcake Jacob, yes. But I don't know how he could play comedy. I saw him in one movie and he could not play it well.
He's not a good actor.
Physicality-wise, I could see
it. I think the look would fit for him.
But then it would be a totally different movie, too, if he was in it. I don't think it would be... I think it'd be marketed like they'd make him badass and not ridiculous.
Well, I mean...
I want him to be ridiculous. It's fucking Lobo. He's a space... He's renegade in space. Renegade.
All right. And, of course... You get a trailer, and you get a trailer, and you get a trailer. Everyone gets a trailer.
Thank you, Oprah.
Holy fuck.
That was a lot of...
Super Bowl had a ton of trailers. So we're going to go through the trailers that we saw at the Super Bowl and talk about them a little bit. And, yeah. So first up, we got a trailer for... Oh, I forgot one.
What?
We got a new trailer for Infinity War.
Yes-ish. It was more of a quick teaser.
I'm glad they still... Now, we know what... Pretty much, we know what Infinity War is going to happen. Like, Thanos comes, shit happens.
Yeah.
I don't think you really need a plot where the other movies...
You literally need to dump your entire toy box.
Right. So there's... I mean, this is a real short trailer. It was like a minute. The only thing we got to see was Cap's new shield, and I don't like it at all.
I don't know if it's...
It seems like it's attached to him. Yeah. And, like... His shield has almost become a character where he throws it and uses it for different shit, and I don't know if he can detach this and throw it, and if it comes back to him, like...
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm...
We haven't seen it in action.
I don't want to see any more from the movie at all.
No.
Like, absolutely not. Like, that little tease part and the trailer was enough.
Yes.
I don't need to see shit. It shows me a bunch of glimpses, and I don't put it all together. I know shit happens.
Right.
Don't want it anymore.
But as opposed to other movies where you're like, oh, I know exactly what happens. This is, you're like... Well, I know it's gonna happen, but I don't know how it happens.
Yeah, I don't want Avengers 2.
Yep. We got a new trailer for Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I did see that one. Yeah.
It's still hasn't the Lost World?
It still hasn't connected with me, like, trailer-wise. It's the Lost World. No, it's the Lost World, which I fucking love the Lost World. It's probably one of my favorite, like, Jurassic Park movies. Oh, yeah, it's terrible, but I love it.
But I'm like, why are you doing this again? What do you...
But it's Jurassic...
Like, I don't understand...
Life finds a way.
Yeah, but, like, I don't understand...
I can say how this. The trailer from Jurassic World, right?
The first one?
Yeah, the first one we first saw. Was like, dude, fucking like, my chonies are like, hey, we're rumbling for it.
But I wonder, would we have liked the trailer if it didn't have that music?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This one's having that music, and I'm still like, no, I'm not rumbling my chonies for this. I'm like, no.
But it's because we didn't have 20 years of no Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I liked Jurassic World. It wasn't great.
No, yeah, it was fine.
I'm just... It's hard for me to get excited for this movie, I guess. Like, I'll see it, but I'm not...
Sure.
It's not at the top of my list. And this trailer did nothing to fuel that.
No, not at all. Like...
You gave Chris Pratt and his in blue, which is, like, cool.
Yeah, I just...
And you get some random dude along with him and Bryce Dallas Howard, who I'm like, you're the avatar for the audience. I don't know who you are.
Oh, you... Good job.
What?
You got all her three names correctly.
Because she's attractive, and I want to know all three names of that attractive lady. She's a professional working woman. I'm like, hey.
Speaking of Howard.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
And then we got a trailer for Solo. Or as I like to call it, Guardians 3 without the music.
Yeah.
It looks... And this is the problem that we were just talking about. This does not look like a Star Wars movie at all. It looks like a Guardians movie without the catchy music.
So, with clarifications on that, this looks like a Star Wars movie.
Mm.
I feel like it looks like a Star Wars movie because it has a lot of the... Like, again, it looks fucking gorgeous. That's fine. You can be wrong. I could be wrong, too. I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm just saying, basing on looks alone, the tone of the trailer... Heavily inspired by Guardians. Yeah. Heavily. Which...
The problem I have with this is kind of the same problem I have with the prequels,
mm-hmm.
where it looks fresher than the trilogy, but it takes place before the trilogy. And I'm like... And I know that's something I just have to get over because they make the movies. But, like, it's hard to get past that. But... if Donald Glover isn't in this movie looks like crap. He looks amazing as fucking Lando.
I'm like,
holy shit, dude.
You could sell me anything.
Why didn't you give me Lando and not Solo? I would have rather seen a Lando movie.
The problem is that I like this movie. I like the look of this movie. How about that? But my biggest problem with it is that I wish it wasn't Solo. If it was just a Star Wars story, it would have felt like it was like Rogue One. I'm like, hey, cool. Something totally different in this world. Great. Could have been just a heist movie. Could have been talked about some fucking heist in there. Would have been great. I don't know. It's weird seeing the guy as Solo. I don't know. Again, Donald Glover looks really cool. I think the movie looks gorgeous as fuck. I don't know what substance it is. It has a cool tone to it. The problem is that I feel like, again, I'm like, it has the tone of a Guardians movie. Mm-hmm. It has a tone of a Marvel movie. Maybe that's just the trailer. That's what I'm hoping. I'm going to see it still because it looks fucking pretty.
I mean, I'll see it, of course, but it'll be 3 Marvel movies in May. 3.
Is this one in May?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
So is Deadpool. So is Avengers.
Why would you put Avengers and Star Wars in the same month?
Because they're dumb?
Again, Disney analyst, you're listening to everything on podcast.
What the fuck are you doing? Like, I would do this the week before Aquaman, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, you could have trounced it. Or, I mean,
just to be all like,
Or you could have bookended the summer and literally had Star Wars, and you could have... personally, I really like Star Wars in winter.
Or you could have put it in... November.
Yeah, I really like Star Wars in November. I like Star Wars in December, November, like in that end of the year thing, because I feel like they carved out a nice niche for them. Everyone stays away from them. They have...
And toys. Like, you're right at Christmas time.
Shit, I didn't think about that.
Like, it's so smart to release then. A few weeks before Christmas. You want these toys, don't you? You goddamn right I do.
Gotta be Solo. Cha-ching, get them before cha-ching. You see the movie.
Like,
It looks cool. It has a neat... Again,
I will see it. I'm not excited to see this movie at all.
I wasn't excited originally when I first heard about it because it was a Solo movie. I'm more curious now than I was before. I'm still skeptical, but it looks cool. I just worry about the tone of the trailer set because the tone of the trailer set is the same thing I've seen Marvel movies.
Speaking of Marvel,
yep,
we got our trailer for Venom.
No, that's... Oh, yeah. That's Sony Marvel.
Yep.
There's not a lot in there?
No, you could
see a lot of subtle
Tom Hardy be Tom Hardy. I like the fact that we don't see the suit.
Yes.
Because one, it's going to be a CGI suit, so people are going to tear apart the suit if it's 8 months before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
Two, it leaves that air of mystery.
Like, I hope
they don't show the suit at all. Maybe at some point they show just his head, so you're like, I really don't want the suit at all in any of the trailers. But will the Muggles go? Like, I don't think Venom's going to hit with the Muggles at all.
The thing about it is, for us, we don't want to see the suit. For the Muggles, they need to see the suit.
Right.
They need to see that it's a Marvel. They need to see, one, they see Marvel. Marvel gets people's eyes, but you need to find a sell. And Marvel can push something like Doctor Strange up there, but they showed a lot of cool, weird shit. You show a guy yelling... It looks like a horror movie, which it probably is going to have a horror tinge to it, so you have to really find a good way to sell it. They're going to have to show a lot more. I mean, for me, I'm like, sure, why the fuck not? I'll see it.
Oh, no, I know I'll see it.
But,
I'm mainly going to see it because of Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And, like, I know they're going to turn Venom into an anti-hero as opposed to a villain, and I'm like, give me a villain.
Like, I kind of want to have a villain that I can kind of laugh at and watch along going, like, more
I want to have a
evil.
Villain that... I want to have a villain that I root... four to be taken down.
Yeah.
Like Ramsey. I loved Ramsey Bolton as a villain.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's so dynamic, and you hate him, and you're like, I want to see what you do next. And when somebody takes it, you're like, oh, yes! Like,
do you think they're going to try to ever integrate Spider-Man to Venom at all? Even reference-wise? Because I feel like this suit alone
yes.
is going to have to be some kind of reference.
Yes, I think there will be a reference. You have to.
I didn't watch it again because I was watching my phone, but I saw what I thought looked like webs at that train derailment or whatever it was, so I don't know if that is. I feel like they're going to tangentially relate to him, but I don't know how much they really want to bring Tom Hardy, or not Tom Hardy, Tom Holland, right?
Yeah.
Tom Holland and Tom Hardy. I don't know if they want to bring Tom-Toms together, but I have no idea.
No, but it looks interesting.
Artie will get me to go see some weird movies.
So. Yeah. We also got a trailer for Mission Impossible Fallout.
Moving on. Well, and I saw the trailer. I'm like, I feel like I've seen this movie
before. Yeah, I can't remember the last Mission Impossible I saw.
You wonder what the funny thing is? Actually, the trailer I saw might have been one that was cut together by someone else who cut together other previous things together, and I couldn't tell you the fucking difference at all because they all kind of feel the same.
Still see these movies?
I saw Rogue Nation in the theaters. It was a Mission Impossible movie. It was an excuse to see an action movie. And I was watching the first one on TV not too long ago, and I was like, oh, wow, Tom Cruise was young.
Yeah, because that was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Was it really 20?
Yeah.
God. Jump.
I think it was 96 when it came out, I think. Okay. But it was forever ago.
But yes, so it's another Mission Impossible movie.
And then there's last one, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing else I'm forgetting?
I can think of one.
And then we got a trailer for Deadpool 2.
No, I do remember we got one more after this. Go on.
Oh, Deadpool 2. I like that it shows Deadpool stuff, but it doesn't show what's going on.
Yeah, I like how they just keep fucking with the audience because yes. I wish more trailers could do that.
Right.
Like, it plays with you. Like, you're watching a trailer and it's still saying, hey, just so you know, a movie's coming out. Luckily, dude, I really hope it's good because I love the first one.
Yeah, I really hope it's good. It needs to be good, especially since this will be the last R-rated Deadpool movie.
God, please don't let that happen. It looks pretty. Deadpool looks fun, or Cable looks fun. And he looks like the serious foil that you need.
Mm.
Like, he basically will take the place of Colossus, kind of.
Well, I mean, he's gonna be... Well... Yeah. Do we get Colossus in this?
I don't remember if I saw him or not.
I know I saw Negasonic Teenage Warhead, which is the stupidest fucking name ever.
Love it.
Like, it's love the stupidest it, name.
I don't know. I'm like, maybe... It was fun watching the interactions before. But yeah, it's a Deadpool movie. I'm going to go see it.
Sandeep is back?
Like he's just screaming in his car.
I think his name is Sandeep.
I think so.
It's yeah, but Rajeep, maybe? The cab driver's back, yeah. And I'm super excited for that.
He's like,
it looks like it's going to be more of what we got in the first Deadpool, which is fine.
I'm fine. Yep. I don't want that. So our final movie. Now, last, but definitely... not least, it can stand on its own two legs.
Oh boy.
Skyscraper.
Oh yeah. Deadpool with a prosthetic limb.
So,
Die Hard with a prosthetic limb. That's it.
So I was actually not, I saw a snippet of it and he's like, have you seen the trailer? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I saw a little bit of it. I'm like, I saw a rock in a building. And he's like, hold on. He's got a prosthetic leg. And I'm like, sold. All right, let me go watch the trailer.
This is so dumb. And I can't wait.
It looks like San Andreas.
Yes.
Which I kind of want to put all of the disaster movies The Rock is in now together and watch them as like just
marathon through. I don't care. He can keep doing it.
Because they're
fun. Don't do Baywatch.
Didn't work out as well.
No. Do disaster movies. You got it.
Fun.
And I think Jumanji was actually really good too.
I really, really had a good time. How about this? I really liked Jumanji. If you had not seen it, go. It was fun. It was dumb fun. And I thought Jack Black did a really good job.
Fuck
not
Jack
being
Black.
Jack Black. I mean, you can.
No, I can't stand Jack Black.
This movie looks so dumb.
Yes.
It's a ridiculous excuse to go see a movie, and yes. I will pay money for it.
And just shit blow up. Just watch shit blow up.
Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fucking trailers. I actually didn't realize a few of those were in there. I forgot the Jurassic World one, just because it didn't really click. I didn't realize there was a new Avengers one in there. And I didn't know about the Cloverfield one, which we can review the trailer, but we saw the movie.
Yeah, so. right.
I mean, like, I did see the movie, so the trailer did its job.
That's exactly the amount of people that saw that movie, because it said Cloverfield, was ridiculous. All right, so that'll do it for this week's Nerd News. We're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question. Let's see if you remember what you...
I asked, what was the perfect... Fuck you. You have a good reason to do that. What was the perfect... time duration, essentially, from when a game is announced to when it should be released. We're talking a lot about this last week, so it's the reason why I did the question. I know we got two responses, one from TK and Mando.
TK said he only need about a month's notice for a new game. So I think that might work for him, but it doesn't work for distribution.
Yeah.
Because they need to make sure they print pre-sales and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then Mando went with, if it's a new studio, If it's a new studio, new big franchise, he needs a year. If it's something established, 4 to 6 months. And I kind of think that's really the perfect spot, is that 6 month.
Yeah.
Show it at E3, release it in November, or show it in October and release it in February. Like, somewhere around that time frame, I kind of think they need two shows. You have one at E3, and then you have one again in November or January, and be like, every 6 months you're getting a new show, but you're also getting games and such. I do like that 6 month time frame. I don't get burnt out. Like, I saw a commercial for Far Cry 5, and I had forgotten that it was coming out almost. I was like, oh yeah, oh shit, it's February. That comes out this month.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, yes, bitch. I would kind of go with him and say 6 months is good for me.
I was actually trying to think about it. I was like, oh, it'll be like, you know, 2 months. Because I saw Mando's and it was like, oh, 1 month. And I was like, maybe like 2-3 months. And then I thought about it just in general that 6 months is not just a good time for getting materials, working with retailers, shit like that. Even though retailers, maybe that will be an issue sooner or later.
That was another story. Yeah, go ahead.
But I was going to say more of that. Gives you plenty of time to plan accordingly, both money and finances wise, but also finish up games. Like, I hate when a new game's coming out. I'm like, fuck, I can't play. Like, Far Cry 5 is coming out. I'm not going to buy it right away because I don't have the money, and more importantly, I don't have the time for it. So why would I pay more money for something that I'm not going to play right away?
Right.
Or worse yet, I do play it and I have a great time, but then I completely neglect and then I have to go restart another game. Like,
and you're going to Japan, so in the middle of your campaign, you'd be going to Japan for 8 years, but then you get like, back, you forgot what happened, so you have to restart.
Why am I not shooting things in Montana? What's going on?
Right.
But yeah, I agree. 6 months is probably maybe four, but 6 months, anything more would be a bit much, but I think it's actually a nice sweet spot.
Yep. So before we get to the pod question for this week, Best Buy is no longer going to sell audio CDs.
I did not see that.
Starting in July.
Holy crap.
That sucks.
You know, it's funny because you mentioned it last... No, it was a couple weeks ago now that you asked me if I'd been into a Best Buy recently, and I was like, no, are they going away? Because like it was a weird question, be asked out of the blue. But you're saying they're more like Apple stores in a way now.
Kind of. At least the two that I've gone into recently have been really kind of high tech. We went to, I can't remember if it was Chandler or Arrowhead, but we couldn't find the movies and CDs, and it was hidden way on the back.
I'm like,
you fuckers. End of an era, really. Like, that's...
It's a big retailer not carrying CDs.
That's gonna happen quick now.
Yeah, I mean, like, them doing it, obviously others will probably cascade too, because they'll be watching Best Buy to see if there's any changes-wise or increases in margins, shit like that. Because if they see any benefit remotely at all, they'll do it as well. But we've talked about it long for a while that, I don't... One, with the advent of streaming in general, it's so hard to want to go and buy something when I know I can get it streaming. And even if I own it, and I look over here, I'm like, I don't pull these movies out nearly as much because they're in my room with my movie wall, which I'm like, I don't really watch many of these anymore because I can stream most of the shit. I almost rather download games than buy them in disc, because then I don't have to get off my ass to go and change out the disc. It sounds so stupid, but it's true.
Two fucking streamers are going to kill 4K.
And that's...
Don't care.
I don't, because I
don't care. There was this, on the Brawl page, this great argument between people that were pro-streaming and anti-streaming, basically. Somebody was like, please continue to buy discs. And somebody was like, why should I buy discs? I stream. No. And I chimed in of like, well... Your audio and video quality is not the same. Streaming and disc. And I'm glad that when I lent you Lost Boys.
You
were like, oh, like that you saw it. And like Sarah and I watched Bright, and I've been trying to convince her HDR, and finally she was like, oh, I see it now. And a lot of the people just they don't care. Like, it doesn't matter enough to them.
And I think a lot of it is you haven't sold it to them, and it's sad. It's the same thing with VR in a way, is that, like, if you're... in the same thing with 3D, you need to show someone a good purpose. You need to give them a fuck ton of demos, because it's a hard thing to sell to someone who doesn't have it, and they have to make a big investment on it, TV-wise as well. Like, I know for me, when I go back and look at DVDs, I'm like, shit, man, that quality is so different.
That quality's bad.
Blu-ray to, like, again, Lost Boys. Like, I had never seen Lost Boys, and I watched the Blu-ray, I'm like, this thing is fucking crisp. But, yeah, like, that's the problem, is that I love streaming, but streaming is far from perfect, because if your service goes down, you'll lose your entire movie collection.
Well, and, I mean, you work for an internet company.
Yeah.
All of them are watching this very closely, because they... Your bills go up just a little bit. Just a little bit. And then it's going to be to a point of, well, if you really want to... I mean, the amount of data that 4K takes is a ton. And it's not mainstream yet.
No, and I'll say in general, if you watch... If you go through, like, CES is a good place to see when you talk about ISPs and talking about their future plans. Because the thing is that you can't... With the internet, you can't just... open up a tap and expect more internet to come out. That's not the way it works. And
That's good.
That's why I try to tell people. Someone's like, I saw a thing, and me and another friend who also work for said company, we're both sitting here going like, dude, you guys are fucking idiots. And I'm not saying that it's them right to gouge you. They are very uneducated, because they're like, they don't understand that internet has to come from somewhere. And the reason why that you have costs involved in it is because you have maintenance, you have upgrades, and you have construction constantly. And you always have improvements. You always have shit you have to do.
Right.
Like, I can tell you of new projects that have been announced and stuff. Well, and
you know how expensive it is to put new lines in.
Oh, it's fucking ridiculous.
Because Cox and, like, Roadrunner and DirecTV and all these internet...
Yeah.
They do not own construction companies.
No, they pay for
contractors. They pay construction companies to come out, which is through the city or through the, you know...
And there's a lot to it. So that's why I was like, there's a lot of things involved in when it comes to pricing. But I will say that... Things that always concern me is when you looked at the net neutrality laws that are out of date. I agree they're out of date, but they repealed them with any chance of putting anything else in its place does allow the possibility, which not saying it's not going to happen, right. But that allows the possibility for companies to essentially charge you and provide you a fast lane saying, you want Netflix, right? And you want Netflix not to buffer. If you pay $5 extra a month, you're going to be getting a Netflix free one.
Right.
Mind you, they have to then pair with that company, and that's a big PR nightmare. That's why no one wants to step into it. But the possibility is now there. Someone will. I believe it will.
Somebody's totally going to.
And, you know, recently there's, you know, the biggest thing going around is bandwidth limits. Like you have in your cell phone ones. Makes sense to have it. And to be honest, every company that's across the enterprise, or across, like, you know, I almost said enterprise, across, like, the country has bandwidth limits in place, but they don't always enforce them. Now everyone's kind of, like, instituting those and saying, hey, you can go.
Well, I got an email from Cox that was, what, 15 gig a month? Maybe. And if I went over that, it was an additional charge, or not additional charge, but they would slow down my speed or whatever.
There is, like, throttle ones and stuff.
And, again, on the people were going crazy without realizing how much they use. And, like, we have four devices.
Yeah.
We stream everything. And we use half of that cap. And I was like...
That's the thing I try to tell people.
You guys are getting angry before now when stuff catches up to it. That could be a problem.
And I see things always kind of going in up and up motion. Like, as of right now, it's fine. And the main reason that a lot of those things are in there is that if you have people that are... heavy users and residential purposes that are using over 100 gig, for most likely they either have to be a big fucking house or they're pirating a lot.
Right.
And or they're, like, you know, sharing a lot of stuff. And, like, there's reasons why those are in place. If you ever want to talk internet policy, I love internet policy, but
like, I think it said something of you would have to watch 35 movies and, like, 400 episodes of a TV show and to reach that. And I'm like, that's not enough. You literally are sitting in front of your TV for 30 days out of the month to reach that.
Yeah.
Because...
Which there are people do it.
But when you download a game, it takes a lot of that bandwidth. But not to play the game.
Correct. It's, and that's kilobytes, like, a one-time one, play the game. Like, streaming and the cloud service is where it really kicks in. And there's... I mean, there's a lot of stuff to it. Like, I am a firm believer of, like, you can work for the company, you can agree with parts of them, disagree with them all wise. Right. But, like, yeah, because I see it, I'm like, I'm curious about what the fuck goes on, and sometimes I'm like, I don't agree with that. But, yeah, I agree with that. The idea is physical media still has a hand up when it comes to quality. The problem is that I don't think people care about quality right now.
Exactly. Most people don't care about the quality. They care about
audio files do. Like, people who are like, I don't, like, again, you're going to have a home theater for
me
it.
And Doug do. Yeah. We care, and we are, like, trying to champion, like, go for this, and... the majority of people are like, you know how much you guys have spent on your shit? I understand why you care.
Yeah.
And I imagine discs will be like vinyl.
They'll be kind of
vinyl's
a classic
still
thing.
Around.
Yeah.
People still buy vinyl. You have the people that are like, no, I prefer vinyl.
It sounds better. That's
over.
What people usually say.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does, but like, I can't justify the cost of vinyl. Vinyl's fucking way more expensive than I think it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I can justify the cost of, all right, $20-$25 for a disc. Now, when it gets to more than that, I'm like, I can't justify that cost.
Well, in my thought, it's what comes back to the idea is like, you're only going to buy, the main reason why when I look at my thing is like, I have a shit ton of DVDs. I have a very small portion of Blu-rays, and the right. goal is that I would only buy movies that I absolutely really adore. Like, there's some movies that I'm looking, trading a bunch of shit in again, but there's some movies that are old, but I love, like, the Naked Gun movies. If they ever bring them on Blu-ray, I'll fucking buy them, because I fucking
I'm
love the
sure they're on Blu-ray.
I'm sure they are, but if, like, I see them for a deal, right. I'm like, or even if it's...
I mean, you bought Argo for $3 last week.
Yeah, ridiculous. In a little
like,
movie.
It's almost one of those things of, am I going to watch this one more time the rest of my life? Probably. Might as well get it. Because you can't even rent it for that cost.
Yep. You might even be able to rent it. But right. You can probably rent it on Prime or something.
Maybe.
Go watch Argo. The movie's amazing. I fucking love that movie.
Argo, fuck yourself.
Ah, thank goodness. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how future policies interact with, like, you know, movies, stuff like that. I'm actually surprised, but I'm not surprised about Best Buy not carrying CDs. I'm curious to see what the fallout is for that, because I think the same kind of thing is going to happen with the games. Movies first,
no.
Games second. Mm. I do feel like that's... Well, I mean, like, if you're looking at its progression, I do see that happening. As you move closer and closer to a digital age, like, I actually love my Spotify shit like that.
The problem with games is the size... Like, audio discs don't take up much size.
Yeah.
Games take up a lot of size, and the majority of the country is not ready for that.
No,
which
I
is
mean
weird. Like, we live in a massive city. It would be tough for me to think of like, wait, how long would it take me to download a game?
Yeah,
days. Fuck you.
That gets pretty quick now.
No, it's quick now, but we have good internet.
Yeah,
middle of Nebraska, the internet's nuts.
Poor Nebraskans. Give a gig to us, Nebraska.
All right, so for this week's pod question, I want to know, do you recall the last audio disc that you did purchase?
I do.
All right.
And it was...
Don't tell me.
No, but it was like this last year.
So like 2018?
No, it was 17, sorry.
So last year.
Yeah, last year.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen...
Semantics.
Send your answers at bantonhammer@gmail.com, bantonhammer on Twitter, Sprinkles a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at TarSkippy.
Mark and Kalis, make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on Podomatic anymore. Keep saying that sometimes. Sometimes it slips in. We're on SoundCloud,
that's
we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, and we're on Podbean. God damn it. Throw a comment on there. Say what you love or hate about what we talk about. It's great. Yeah, I'm done.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to episode 225.
It is the paradox. You know, we did kind of go into an alternate dimension.
So, for Sprague's a Geek, I'm Matt.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. Dude, man, you got lemon wings up in that shit or something. No?
I was like, I don't even smell anything.
No, I don't smell it. I just worry.
I think that one was clean. It didn't come out hot.
Yeah,
like,
so what you're saying, it wasn't a dirty bomb. It was a clean,
it was
nice...
a clean bomb.
Yeah, exactly. It just vaporizes everything.
Just a little bit of poo particles in the air. You taste some of that shit.
There you go. Return. Do you know how many times I listen to our farts on, like, recorded podcasts?